And welcome to another episode of the Jaded Dragon Buffet. This is Andrew, your host, of course, and I have my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Today we'll be talking about how we got into homeschooling and, I guess, my fondest memories of homeschooling with Konos and stuff. So I will take the mic over to Mom and let her begin on how we got homeschooling.
How we got started homeschooling. Let me think. You were probably about 4 or 5 years old, and no, that's not right. When you turned 3, everybody was all big on, are you going to go to preschool? Where are you going to preschool? Are you going to send them to preschool? And no, we could never afford preschool, so we didn't send you to preschool. And besides, I kind of thought at that point, why send a 3-year-old to preschool when he's at home with me and his 2 younger brothers, and we were having a grand old time being together, and sending my 3-year-old baby away to preschool just didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Makes sense now.
So you never went to preschool, and then you turned 5, and everybody started with going to kindergarten. Oh, he's going to start kindergarten. Aren't you glad he's going to start going to kindergarten? And I was not excited about the thought of you going to kindergarten, because I thought, having such a good time at home, you've learned so much stuff already, why do I have to send my 5-year-old baby away to kindergarten? I taught him how to walk and talk and eat. And
tried to read.
Feed himself by 5 years old. To hand you over to some stranger to teach how to read and write just didn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
So at this time, I had no idea that there was even such a thing as homeschooling. And one day, we're at the little Bakersfield Park by where we used to live. Mm-hmm. And there were these kids, and they weren't in school. And I'm like, oh, so you're not in school today. And the girl looked up, and she said, no, we homeschool. And I thought, homeschool. I've never heard about that before, but that sounds really cool. And at that point, I decided that that's what we were going to do, even though your father had no idea that that's what we were going to do, and nobody else had ever heard about this before. But at that point in the park with those little kids, I decided, well, we're going to homeschool.
And we did Konos for how many years? Oh my goodness, 5 maybe? Because I know we were up there for 5 years.
Somehow, from meeting the people, the little kids in the park, I researched homeschooling at the library. This was well before the internet had ever even started yet. And I, how did we get started? But Indiana attendance rules were you didn't have to be in school until you were 7, and you were only 5, or just going to turn 5. So I wasn't too worried about it until you were 7. I got books at the library and kind of did some preschool, kindergarten stuff. At least read about it.
Read. Never said we could do it.
And then when you turned 7, I actually found a homeschooling group. At this point, we had moved away to a different city. I'd found a homeschooling group, met people, and that's where we discovered Konos.
Oh, the days of Konos.
Joined the Konos co-op, which were probably the best homeschooling years we had ever had.
I would say, I would definitely say that was the best years we ever had.
Because we took to Konos like
a fish to water.
Ducks to water.
Fish to water, ducks to water, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Konos. The thing for Konos that I can think of is doing army print. We did camo shirts.
Konos worked with my philosophy. The people that we did were in the co-op with were just wonderful.
They were our, I don't want to say equals, but you know what I mean.
We had the same mindset, same philosophy, the same ideas.
Out of the box kind of school.
Yeah, out of the box. School out of the box, not with textbooks and workbooks and that. It was Konos.
Well, of course. That's how Konos is set up.
So we did Konos for a couple of years, which we loved.
Oh, yeah. I still wish we did it, personally.
We did things like, what are some of the projects that you remember?
I remember making army print t-shirts, and then our friend would take us and we'd march on the sidewalk. I remember that. And then we dissected cowboy eyes. That was fun. There was a girl about my age that would, she dug in and she was all a mess. All that ink and gook everywhere. It was ridiculous.
So you were probably seven or eight, I think. When we dissected those cow eyeballs, and now you're 17 and you still remember doing that.
Of course. I also, didn't we do something with mold?
We did mold, we did hearing, we did...
I remember hearing. I remember doing the planets. When everybody dressed up, we had those big... People brought, like, someone dressed up as the sun, and someone dressed up as Earth, and that was kind of fun. And we did Indians. We did an Indian unit study. That was fun, because I made Indian clothes.
Horses.
Yeah, we went to, where was that?
I don't know, we went to the stables. We did a medieval feast.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, what else did we do? What didn't we do? But yeah, Konos was a very good, yeah.
And then we moved, and she put us in public school.
Yes.
The worst, as she likes to say, the worst decision of her life.
The worst decision of my life was putting them in public school. But
we were in public school for 3 years, took us out. I was in sixth grade when I came out.
4 years.
Four. Yes.
Third.
What did I say? Third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Yeah, 4 years. Sorry.
So, yeah, they were in public school for just about four years, which, yeah.
Ugh.
Was not a good decision.
No. We had problems, and so Mom finally made the decision. With our input, thank goodness, we finally came out of the public school system.
And, yeah, it pretty much... After they were in school for 4 years, it pretty much ruined any of that wonderful, crazy...
Yeah, I mentioned this in the original.
...out-of-the-box kind of way of learning. It
Your
totally
mind gets chiseled into that.
Totally took that away. Yeah, we've been homeschooling now. This is our beginning of our fifth year of homeschooling after they were in public school for 4 years. And I finally just now this year see their creativity... And that whole...
Of course, it's my last year.
Yeah. Well, learning is a lifelong process,
true,
Andrew. You've only just begun. So, yeah, I've heard when you take them out of school that it takes 1 year...
For every year
that they've been in to kind of recover from. Yeah. And I think that's probably pretty true.
Yeah. That would make... Yeah.
Because I kind of now see that whole creative... process out of the box way of looking at things kind of coming back from you guys. So
I don't know, because this is my senior year. I'm a senior, thank goodness. I mean, I'll tell you,
you're 17. You'd be a junior if you were still in public school. We decided
that
it would be a waste of time to keep you in another year.
Yeah,
so we're considering you a senior.
I'm a year ahead of my class.
Where you would be if you would have stayed in school.
I'm going to say, I love homeschooling.
So yeah, I really like Konos. If you have to use a curriculum...
This is if you have to.
Highly recommend Konos.
Yeah, Konos is fun. It's fun in big groups.
Yeah, and I definitely recommend getting a couple of families to get together and do
Konos
with, because that was a lot of fun. It's fun. The way it was set up is we would pick our topic, and then the families would decide their own activities to do, and then we would pick, as a group, we got together and we picked one big project that we would all come together and do at the end of the unit study. So like when we studied the medieval times, we decided at the end of the unit study, all four or five families, and there were a lot of kids. I think every family had at least three kids.
At least.
So it was a big group with like four or five families. There were probably 25 children.
Kids.
So after the 3 weeks were up, we would do our little studies at home, and then after the 3 weeks were up, we would all come together at somebody's house for the big...
Hoopla
at the end of the unit. And that worked.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. We learned a lot. Andy was 7 or 8 at the time, and still at 17, he remembers taking apart the cow's eyes and...
Dressing up at... What were we? We were squires in the medieval feast.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom dressed up as a princess. She had one of those big cone heads.
Cone heads, yeah.
That pink one. What else?
I don't know either. What else would you like to talk about today?
Okay, if you guys are listening, I need topic ideas badly.
Yeah, please give us topic ideas. He doesn't have any ideas what to talk about, which is funny because he sits at home and he talks and he talks and he talks and he talks. But out in public, he doesn't have a whole lot to say.
I mean, he
has a lot to say. He just doesn't say it.
I just can't get my brain to work it the right way.
And he's embarrassed because I'm down here with him tonight doing this, so, which is kind of funny.
But it's fun. Because my brother does a podcast with some battle figures and stuff, and he had my little brother on, and they loved it. They like to play off each other. It's like, okay, I'll get Mom in. I guess it's not that bad.
So this is our fifth year, start of our fifth year homeschooling the second time, and we finally decided that we're going to chuck the curriculum and the textbooks and the workbooks.
I want to burn it.
And all of that, and we're just going to basically unschool.
Which my father hates.
And my husband is having fits.
He's an ex-math teacher.
An ex-high school math teacher. So he's having fits.
Pardon us, dogs are barking.
About not doing school this year. It was pretty good for the first two or three weeks since Labor Day, but he's really getting antsy and nervous now that we're into this, and it doesn't seem like they're doing anything. But they've been doing a lot. It's just not anything you can...
You can't quite put in
workbooks and stuff. They've been podcasting and modifying Nerf guns and...
I have a nifty knitter. I'm trying to make a sweater out of it. Or a sweater for it.
Andy's been knitting.
And carving.
And carving.
What else?
Reading lots of books.
Lots and lots of books.
So what's the last book that you read?
Gil's Off-Right Diner.
And how was Gil's Off-Right Diner?
It's a little weird. It's about a vampire and a werewolf. I don't know, there's zombies coming into the... Okay, as we were talking about, the Gil's Off-Right Diner. I'm not sure who the... I don't have the book. I'm not sure who was it by. It was kind of weird. It was a little... I don't know. Iffy. I didn't mind it. No. I don't know. What was a good book you read?
I haven't read a lot of good books lately. I've read a lot of books, but nothing very good.
Yeah.
The most interesting book I've read lately was a book called...
My Year Without Spending?
Not Buying It. My Year Without Shopping.
Thank you.
Which I had high hopes for, but it wasn't a very...
Mm-mm.
It was an interesting book, but I can't say that it was a very good book.
Yeah.
It was about this lady from New York that decided to go for a year without buying anything except food and necessities.
What did she find in necessities, though?
Well... Yeah.
That's where you get into trouble.
She lives in New York half the time, lives in a country house in Vermont the other half of the year, has no children, and went a year without shopping, and complained. It was interesting. It was an interesting book, but yeah, I wasn't very sympathetic towards the author and her year without shopping.
I don't know. We went to teen council, like I said in my first episode. We were getting ready to go to teen council, which is our library's voice for teens, and it stunk. Ugh. And they called my brother a prima donna, and yet they used it wrongly. What was it? They called him because he didn't want to do a certain skit, and then he didn't want to do it, and they wanted him to do it, and then the head adult that was leading it, not one of the teens, called him a prima donna. Of course, they used it totally wrong. I was going to go in there and correct them, but just feeling the fire. I don't know. You know, see, we got off topic again. Told you we would. What else?
That's all that I can think of.
And that's all I can think of at this time.
Unless, of course, someone wants to send us questions or comments or topics that you'd like to hear from my son or myself. We would love to take you up on any ideas that you would
If you would like to leave a comment or email, you may leave a comment at jdbuffet.blogspot.com. That is JD Buffet at jdbuffet.blogspot.com. Or you may email me at jdbuffet, B-U-F-F-E-T, at yahoo.com. And any topic ideas would be helpful. It was quite hard to figure out what I was going to do today. And I guess that's it. So, this is your host, Andrew.
And his mom.
Signing off. See you next time.
Bye.